It is late afternoon in the small village of Fandin, Senegal. Students begin to arrive at the local school. They arrive on bicycles, motorbikes, and donkey carts. Under the shade of a giant baobab tree, they chat in the dusty schoolyard. Lycée Fandin is a typical rural high school in Senegal. The school has no electricity. There are no glass windows, only square openings to let in light and fresh air. The students have no books. They crowd into a small classroom, their elbows touching. Isidore Teen is the teacher. He is young, energetic, and always smiling. He leads the class singing Clementine, an American folk song.
Welcome to the English Club of Fandin. Fandin is a rural village about 3 hours east of Senegal's capital, Dakar. The students come here from nearby villages to practice speaking English. The English Club of Fandin is just one of a growing number of English clubs in Senegal. With no tuition or tests, the clubs offer a low-pressure way to learn English. And, for many Senegalese, it is their only opportunity to learn English. Teen started the English Club of Fandin 3 years ago. It has grown to become one of the most active clubs in the area.
So when I came here, I saw that the students, they did not practice their English. And I said that creating the English Club is an opportunity for me to help students speak and practice the language. Because the mastery of a language is in the speaking.
To encourage communicative learning, Teen uses songs, games, and discussions of current events.
Senegal is a country of 14 million people in Western Africa. It is among the more peaceful, stable, and democratic countries in Africa. French is the country's official language. Most Senegalese also speak a local African language, such as Wolof. English is an official language in 21 African countries, mostly in the eastern part of the continent. Africans in Anglophone countries sometimes have mixed feelings about the language. On the one hand, it is a major advantage to speak the language of globalization. On the other hand, English was imposed on them by British colonialism. Senegal was a French colony until 1960. Most Senegalese do not connect the English language to colonialism. For them, French is the language of the colonizers. French remains the language of business, government, and education in Senegal.
Mohamedou Diouf is the president of the English Teachers Association of Senegal. He says English has been gaining ground on French in recent years.
I think the first influence comes from the USA as the leading country. And they see the USA as a success story, and they just want to do like them.
Diouf says, American culture is widely spread in Senegal. In the 1970s and 80s, American musicians like James Brown and Michael Jackson were very popular. Today, young people love rap music. Diouf says that Senegalese are also inspired by the progress of African Americans, from slavery to the election of President Barack Obama. Many African Americans have roots in the Senegambia region of Africa. Their ancestors were captured and brought to the New World as slaves. Obama made an emotional visit to the slave port of Gorée in 2013. Diouf says he sometimes has to remind young people that Obama is America's president, not Senegal's.
Even with an openness toward American culture, few Senegalese can speak fluent English. English is taught as a subject in secondary school, but Senegal's public school system is struggling. A United Nations study says that only about 25% of Senegalese graduate from high school. Only about 42% of adults can read and write. Diouf is especially concerned about the quality of education in rural areas.
Sometimes you can have over 100 in a class, which make it impossible to have what we call communicative activities, group works, because of the noise it will bring about. The second thing is most of our schools are in very poor areas, with no access to computers, no access even to electricity. Even electricity is a problem for 50% of our schools, so let alone having access to internet.
Robin Hinders teaches English courses at the University of Chess. She is an English language fellow supported by the U.S. Department of State.
Many times when you ask a student, why do you want to learn English, the first response I almost always hear is, I love English. I like it because it makes me feel happy when I speak English.
Hinders says people on the street often approach her and want to speak English. One of her many local friends is Fali, a tea seller at the bus station. He has taught himself basic English. Fali, who cannot walk, is happy when Hinders sits down at his table for tea.
Robin! You sit down?
Yes, your children are happy?
Very happy.
And they're healthy?
Very.
Good. I'm fine.
And you?
I'm fine.
Your family?
Everybody is good.
In addition to Hinders's fellowship, the U.S. Department of State supports several educational exchange programs in Senegal. One program is called the Young African Leaders Initiative, or YALI. The YALI program brings sub-Saharan Africans to the U.S. for leadership training. English fluency is required for all candidates. Aaron Williams is the Regional English Language Officer for the U.S. Embassy in Senegal.
We're bringing young African leaders from every country in Africa to the United States to study, to meet with other Africans, to meet with the president, and we're only bringing people who speak English. So countries like Senegal, Francophone countries, need a lot more help in preparing their candidates for the YALI program.
The YALI program is looking for students like Jean Celestine. He is a member of the English Club of Fonden. He always sits in the front of the classroom and pays extra close attention to teens' lessons. He says English is the passport of our future.
I realize that English is the most spoken language in the world. Because everywhere you go, you will meet people that speak English. And if you cannot speak English, you will have some problems.
Teen closes the English lesson with a famous children's song. I'm John Russell.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.